first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. But here Brunel shares how she encourages reading.
How can we encourage our children to read? And why is it such an important thing for us to do? The answer becomes obvious when we examine the lifelong benefits that reading offers to all ages. This priceless activity exercises the brain, improves concentration and memory, increases knowledge, communication skills, and self-confidence, inspires imagination, empathy, and creativity, and promotes better performance in school. Given all of these benefits, what are some simple and enjoyable ways that we can instill a love of reading in our children without overwhelming them? A good starting point would be to let them see us reading, since the best way to raise a reader is to be a reader. So instead of telling our kids to read while we watch TV or scroll on our mobile devices, we need to set a good example by creating family rituals of reading together, playing word and alphabet games, and inviting our young ones to read everyday things like street and window signs, shopping lists, food packages, comics, and articles. It's also great to visit libraries and bookstores, either in person or online, and give books as presents because reading is a gift that should be shared with every child. So let's encourage reading.
Bahia Brunel is an author, musician, and educator living in Santa Cruz. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.